Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I'll gather my transactions in big bits, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y.
All of it, all of it.
M-O-N-E-Y.
I be on my grind.
I work hard.
Get through for two steps. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sex. M is for money, O is for over. N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week. Y is for yuck, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Goodness, once again, it is time for webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this yummy, fabulous episode. We always have fun every Thursday evening here on Dollhouse Radio and Miss Indaya. I want to say thank you, shout out Mama, for letting us have the time to do this on Dollhouse Radio. So here's the dealio. I want to talk about a few different things today. Okay, so we are going to have some yummy, fun stuff to talk about. I'm going to give a little yumminess out there for different things that are going on in the webcamming world and out of the webcamming world. So let me bring in my yummy co-host, Ms. Sage Montana.
I'm here.
How are you, sexy mama?
Good, how are you?
I am doing fabulous. Just got done doing my thing on cam for the last hour. And, okay, before we go into anything, I must say today on webcam while I was on, it was all about BJs. All the guys wanted me to do was suck some goddamn cock. All they wanted to see me do. Right? I'm like, wow. I'm like, they don't even want to see me doing the naughty. They're like, no, just suck the cock, suck the cock, suck the cock. like my throat was starting to get sore.
Nice.
I'm not complaining. Not complaining whatsoever to all you guys out there. I am so not complaining because it's really nice to give the JJ a little break every once in a while. Just saying.
I agree.
Oh, my Atlanta. So how are you, sexy mama? How are you doing? How has your last week been?
Fabulous. Really, really good.
Yeah, staying busy with all your girls.
Yep. And you know what? I got 6 new ones this week, and I'm super excited about this group of girls. They're all previous dancers. One is coming up from the Bunny Ranch.
No way.
This is a good, good group. One's 19, and she is so cute. Like, she is going to be awesome on cam. When I asked her what made her think she'd be a good webcam model, her answer was that the naked body is a piece of art, and she likes to share her art with the world.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I love that. That is, seriously, that is amazing. Okay, oh, my gosh. You need to start posting pictures of these cute girls and sending them to me so I can put them on my Twitter, too, and, like, start tweeting them out.
I should start doing like a flyer each week that's like new models and put out their stuff.
Definitely. Because, oh my gosh, the guys and girls would love to see all your new models. And I might have a new model, a virtual new model coming your way very soon. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that here.
Okay.
I might have a very hot, hot little number that I would love to have in your studio. I might get some backlash from that, but whatever.
Okay.
It's all good. Whatever. You know, we don't hate. We appreciate. As long as everybody gets paid, you know, you can't hate. Right?
Right.
Okay, so before I agree to the most part. Okay, before we get too far into this show, I'm going to let Miss Angela do her Dollhouse Radio announcements because she's absolutely fabulous and knows what she's doing and has all the amazing things to talk about what's going on in Dollhouse Radio. So, Miss Angela, please take it away, and boys and girls, me and Sage will be right back in about a minute and a half. So hold on to your cocks and balls and vaginas. We'll be right back. Okay, we have an issue. The goddamn announcements are not working. So, I'm glad that everybody held on to their cocks, balls, and vaginas. We're right back at where we started. What the heck? I swear to bejesus. Speaking of that, today I was watching one of my newscasts, and one of the freaking newscasters said on his show, bejesus, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, really? Like, really? And, like, next thing you know, he's going to say sex monsters. And if these news people start saying sex monsters, then we got some issues going on. Okay, so I guess we're not going to have any Dollhouse Radio announcements because they are not playing for some gosh darn reason. I completely apologize out there to everybody in a Dollhouse Radio land. So you get to listen to me and Sage. Now, on another note, I wanted to bring up, this is something that I experienced today, which I've experienced like over and over in my 5+ years of webcamming. Sage, what do you think about people who are recording you while you're on cam and you realize it? What do you think about that, darling?
If I know they're recording me, I want to punch them in the face.
Right?
I want to fly to their house and punch them in the balls.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is what happened to me today. I'm sitting there, and when you're on a private show, like, all cam models do private shows completely different. All girls do. It is what it is. Okay, but with me, like, I will do almost anything in my private shows. Like, I do the badge, the aim, the, you know, the throat, the whatever. And, you know, the sexiness, this and that. But most of my role play I do in exclusive. But I have this gentleman. Well, I think it's a gentleman, but I'm assuming it's a production studio that just wanted to record, you know, the show and then, you know, set it on his freaking site, and I called him out on it. And I was like, dude, you're totally fucking recording me right now. And there was no answer. I was like, show me a cock. There was no answer. I'm like, I want to see what you're doing right now. I'm like, I want you to tell me how hard your cock is. No answer. And I kept going on with all this dirty talk, like, over and over. And I was like, are you flipping kidding me? I'm like, if you're going to record me, why don't you just let me know? You pay me a fee, and I'll let you record me all over, you know, over and over again if you pay me a fee. But if you ain't gonna fucking respond to me, you're fired, bitch.
Yep. I've had guys tell me, like, be in my show and be like, oh my God, I love that booty bounce. I'm so recording this. Oh, for real?
Oh, wow.
Okay, man.
Right?
Oh, you want, see, if you want a video of it, just let me know. I've got plenty, like, but.
And the funny thing is, like, well, we can go back, and this is what a lot of these people don't realize is we go back and we see every single person who has been into our show. And we know exactly who you are and is there. And you guys can totally be in big trouble. Like, seriously, yep. When you're doing stuff like that, you don't realize what you just put your freaking cock and balls into. Literally. Like, big juju, bad juju, you be fi-fi.
Yep.
Fired.
But, you know, cause we can, I don't think they really understand that. Not only can we block you, but we can report you to the site, and the site will ban you. Like, they'll permanently ban you. They'll ban your IP address, your credit card. Like, you're really only fucking yourself.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like Sage just said, okay, you're in the system when it comes to working on, and we're talking about just StreamMate. Okay, so if you, other girls are out there working on other websites, we're not quite sure how their internal system works, which some of those internal systems kind of suck donkey balls, but StreamMate actually cares about the models. Like, literally totally cares about every single model on the website, which there are so goddamn many that we can't even count. But, like, you really have, like, a leg up on the webcamming system when it comes to streaming. Like, if there's a guy that's doing something wrong, you literally have control over your own, like, webcam. Like, you know, Sage, because you have a studio. Like, you know that if there's a guy or whatever, especially with you being a studio owner, you've got a major leg up because you can really help the girls and either make a phone call or send a text or an email and say, whoa, hey, hello. So,
yeah, and there's those guys that are thinking they're being cute and they're posting these videos out on these free sites. When I contact those sites and I let them know that I own the name, the content, and that it was being posted without the authority of us and that it needs to get removed, it always comes down so quickly, and that person's going to end up not being able to post on those sites either. Like, depending on who you're recording, you know what I mean? Like, we have a team of attorneys over here. Like, you just don't want to fuck with my girls.
Right?
Don't do it, man. Oh. Just enjoy your life. If you want to watch recorded stuff over and over, buy the videos. Go to Pornhub. Go to RedTube. Go to these sites where you're seeing the same shit over and over and over. Webcamming
exactly.
is for the live interaction. You're taking away from the live part of what we do, which is what separates us from porn stars. When guys ask me, do you have
exactly.
videos? I'm like, oh, yeah, people recorded my videos and put them out there. But is it porn? No. You know, like.
You know, so let me ask you this. Okay. So when it comes to recording, which it's happened to all of us cam models, and now StreamMate's being a lot better of making sure that our stuff can't be recorded. And if it is being recorded, you know, it's basically our own responsibility or the studio's responsibility that we have to, you know, make sure that shit's taken down. But when it comes to people being recorded on their webcam, do you find it more where, okay, say Sammy Brooks is being recorded and you Google her and there's all these gazillions of freaking videos out there, which, by the way, you know, has happened and they are there,
yes.
whatever is what it is. Like, do you find it more helpful for some of the models, though, per se?
Yeah. You know what? Some of the videos, like, okay, we know that streaming, all of our content is recorded. And
right.
they streaming has their own sites that they put those videos out. And those are definitely helping promote us. And the difference between what StreamMate does versus what these guys do is that we know that StreamMate is doing it. We don't always know when these guys are doing it. And that's the part that it's like taking something away from us without our knowledge. It's kind of really sneaky and untrustworthy with certain guys. You know, it just makes you feel some type of way. You know, it definitely, free, you know, promotions is great. One thing that's really helped me over the years, because most of the video content that is of me out there is old, like 2010, 2011. It's all
uh-huh.
old content. One of the things that has really helped me and that I encourage my girls is to keep their music playing when they're in their shows. Because most websites won't post videos with music because they can
right.
get in trouble. So I keep my music on the whole time I'm streaming, and when customers ask me to turn it down, I say no. And if they don't want to continue the show, that's a loss I'm willing to take because I'm just not willing to turn it off because they're probably not going to post a video of me fucking myself with no sound because that's lame.
Exactly. Hence the fact everybody knows I always have my country music going. I never
well, yeah, play
turn
it, because
it off.
Cam girls that have no sound, it's like turn some music on. You know, you're like my all. Like I said, all my videos that are out there are old. They're old.
But
you know
what
like,
though? Here's something. Okay, here's something that they're doing now. You've got people out there that are recording us, cam girls, and cam males. I mean, it's not just cam girls. It's all cam models recording. Even if there's music playing, what they do is they have figured out a way to block out all the audio sound, and they still show the video of us.
That's crazy. Like, if that's what you're doing with your time, like,
of myself.
You need you need a friend. If that's how you spend your days is trying to cheat women out of their content, like, you need a friend. If you're using equipment to digitally remove sound or whatever, you know, like, that's awful. You're a loner, and you probably live in your mom's basement.
Well, right. And not only that, but to me, as a guy or a girl, or why I'm a girl, but, like, as a guy also, like, if I'm going to watch a pre-recorded video that's for free and there's no sound, I'm going to fire you quicker than I even thought
yeah.
of watching the video. Like, who the truck does that? Like, are you freaking
yep.
trucking kidding me? Like, cereal.
Exactly.
Like, what are you thinking? Like, you're going to go and take the time, record this girl's cam show, which it literally happened to me today. And I'm still, like, these guys, when they come in and they do that, they don't realize how smart I am, and they think I'm new because they're the first time in my show. And when I ask you to show me your cock or I ask you to respond to me and you don't respond, then guess what? You're completely fired because you just totally crossed over the recording line, you idiots. Idiots.
Yep. Yep.
But the new girls out there, and say, do you know this? All the new girls out there, they don't realize this. Like, they hop on cam. Like, you have all these, like, these six new girls that are coming into your studio. They have no clue. They're green around the gills. The second they log into webcam, and this guy says, okay, let me see your tits. You know, when they're in their paid show, oh, show your tits, whatever. Okay, which all of us, we all show our tits in paid show. Okay, let me see your vagina. Okay. They see your vagina for a couple, you know, 1-2 minutes. Oh, would you turn over, show me your ass? And some of the new girls, they don't realize that when these guys are slowly asking these things, you could potentially be being recorded. And mm-hmm. a lot of girls, I feel so sorry for them because they don't get the whole being recorded thing.
Yeah, it's about... I mean, a part of me knows, like, being recorded is the name of the game. It's just something that happens, unfortunately, you know, and you kind of just have to hope that karma's going to get the little punk bitch that's doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why just for my girls, you know, anytime they see a video, and luckily a lot of, like, your real good fans, a.k.a. your friends online, they usually tell you when there's a new video out there of you. And my girls will send me the link, and I'll get it down as quickly as possible. So, I mean, and I try to look out for the videos as well. I mean, there's some sites where our videos are at, and I don't care. But,
right.
You know, some of the ones that you know are not our sites, it's just shady business. But, you know, that's just kind of a part of it. It's part of what we do, I guess.
I know, and I am so flipping excited because I'm shooting content here in the next week to week and a half for my own personal website to finally get it launched. It's only taken, you know, 4.5 years. It's finally going to be launched. And everything for me on the site is going to be copyrighted, so people aren't going to be able to, when I'm doing, you know, my cam shows on there, they're not going to be able to record anything because if you do, boys and girls, you will be in big trouble. Everything.
It would be really awesome if maybe StreamMate did something like that where very small at the bottom of our video feed had like our direct link, you know, to where it did copyright
right.
it, to where the other sites wouldn't put it out there, you know, I'm sure, or even if StreamMate
yeah.
put their own little logo on the streaming,
and they
you
can.
Know, we're working on the Yeah, you know, with like, you know, once that new streaming goes all the way live for everyone,
uh-huh.
they just put that over in the corner, not in a spot that will cover any of the girls' goodies so it doesn't mess up her show, but, you know, just
right.
to kind of protect the content, and then that way any videos that do get leaked are by the site, and we know that, and we agreed to that. You know, we signed that contract saying that that's what that could happen.
Right.
Being raped of our content.
And you know what? That's, like, absolutely amazing that you say that because – and when she says this new thing that's going on with StreamMate, there's this new way of streaming that we're all trying to work with right now, which there are little bugs in the system, and we are trying to figure them out. And,
yeah.
You know, once StreamMate gets these bugs figured out when it comes to – you know, having their own encoder, oh my Lanta. I'm telling you right now, StreamMate's going to completely take over the whole webcam industry. Completely, totally, 200%. They are. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And
yep,
to all of you
that are whining and crying about things, just shut up and
yep.
stick it out because
yep.
times are moving in our direction. Just chill, relax, take a deep breath, and keep it pushing. You'll be all right.
Yes. Yeah, I have. That's one of those things. It's like all you girls out there that bitch and complain, like, oh my gosh, my cam just shut off, or you know, I just got disconnected. You know what? Just flipping, bite the bullet, go back to the old encoder, use the old encoder. You know, just because you have to, and it, trust us, it's going to be the best, most fabulous thing that you could ever endure, ever. On StreamMate. And if you're not a StreamMate model and you're listening right now, I'm telling you, you need to convert, because if you're not on StreamMate as a webcam model, you're stupid, basically.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw
you're
it out
walk,
there.
Walk
you're stupid. Just saying.
Yep.
StreamMate is the bestest. Just saying.
Yep.
The only webcam site that has the traffic, has the girls, has the, I would say, the best, okay, I'll say there are only a couple studios that I feel are the best, but StreamMate itself is amazing, and if you are a new cam model that's listening, or if you're somebody that wants to get into the industry, you really, 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 truly need to sign up under SinStudios. .com. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Yeah.
Did I throw that out there? Did I throw that out there? Oh, damn. Did I just do that? I just threw that out there. She is an amazing studio owner, and she will take care of all her girls. And hopefully one day, Miss Sage will start hiring, you know, some, like, guys. Maybe.
Yeah.
That way. Virtual guys. Virtual.
Yeah.
No, virtual
yeah.
guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to work on that.
Virtual guys. Not guys in the studio, because she had a nice studio in Vegas. But you.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I can't even imagine having guys in here. Oh, I need, like, security. Oh, man.
Right? No, but virtual guys, I think it's good for you. I think you hiring virtual men would be a good thing.
You know what? I do get a lot of men applying. Some think they're just applying because they're going to get to come in here and fuck a bunch of hot girls. But a lot of transgenders are coming out and really wanting to explore webcamming. And I think I love it. Yes, I think it's about 4 to 6 times a week that I get contacted. It's something that I'm really definitely going to be exploring very soon.
That's perfect, because that's something I need to talk to you about on other things,
yeah.
which we will have a conversation, you know, after the weekend about. Oh, yes. Do you have any plans for this Labor Day weekend?
Not necessarily. I'm going to probably be in here on Sunday itself and probably on Monday. So,
right.
barbecue.
Okay.
That would take advantage of the holidays, because a lot of girls take those days off. So.
Right. And that's what I was just going to
make an appearance.
Girls don't realize that on a holiday weekend, girls, guys, transgender, whatever, you cam models don't realize that when it comes to a holiday weekend, take advantage of it, serially. Like, take advantage of it. Because if you don't, somebody else will, and there goes your dollars. Literally.
Yep. You're giving it away.
Right? Okay, so we have, of course, our yummy callers that are calling in. So let's take this yummy caller right here, Mr. 479. Let me guess. Who might you be, Johnny Boy?
It's me. I'm stupid and dropped my phone. about 5 minutes into it. Yeah, I dropped my phone when I hit the button. Doofus was trying to do about 5 different things, and I dropped my phone. I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh, are you puppy sitting still?
No. No, I'm back in my own home. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I'm a doofus because I dropped the phone. Trying to do about eight different things. It doesn't work out. I try to multitask, and it usually ends up blowing up in my face.
So you're making a cocktail. What else are you doing?
Actually, I was rewiring my cable system. I had internet issues a couple of days ago, so I've had to manually go back and reset every cable box in the whole freaking house, and then reset up all my internet-related stuff to where the connections will come up in the Wi-Fi signal.
Oh, internet connections are every cam model's worst nightmare.
I was just about to talk to you. How do you feel about when you have a cable provider that you have your internet through who decides all of a sudden, oh, we don't take real calls anymore. Please answer through this automated system. If you are experiencing this, please press 1. And I'm
right
over here.
I should do that as a
about
cam
ready
show
to
one two. Day.
I nearly came unglued and had about
Sage,
had a stroke.
Seriously,
so.
Sage, we should totally do that one day and just do a, oh, if you're experiencing cam issues, you should go stroke somewhere else. Because we're not sure what's happening right now.
That's outstanding. I'd actually pay to see that. Oh, by the way, if either of you need, like, security for anything, I work cheap. Cigars and cocktails, and I'm your boy. I'm your Huckleberry.
Yes, I need whiskey
nice.
And cigars. And he will completely, totally take care of anything.
Hey, I'm a pretty good dog. I can learn a few new tricks here and there, so I can handle all sorts
of good
stuff.
So you'll flip over backwards and hunt down a dildo anytime we ask you to?
I guess I could find one if you lost one.
Hey, I did today. One fell off of my bed, and I was like, really?
Oh, now I bet that brings a whole new degree of difficulty into the line of work there. When your
it does.
Paraphernalia escapes from you and you're in the midst of doing something else. It's not like you can stop.
Right.
Oh, hey, hold on. It's not like a video game where you can go pause.
It's like, oh shit, damn. Shit, damn donkey balls. That mother trucker just fell off the bed again.
See, that's why
there.
It would be good to hire like a little team of midgets to just kind of walk.
That's what I want. I want a team of midgets.
Under view of the camera line, and they just bring stuff to you.
Well, I was trying to train Scooter, but it's not working out so well.
Oh, I bet that was priceless.
Like, Scooter, bring the dildo back. Bring the dildo back. And he just sits there and looks at it like, that's disgusting. That goes in
really?
Robbie's vagina. Yeah, like, he's, like, looked at it. I'm like, come on, boy. Come on. Go grab it. Bring it to mommy. And he looks at it, and he's like, no. Not so much.
I don't think so. Now, just imagine if it was a cat and you tried to get him to do something. It would be even more impossible because the cat just
right.
doesn't care. It's like
the
humans
go away.
The pussy
trying to bring something to the pussy? Are you kidding me? No.
I love the direction of this show. It just makes
You're
me laugh
right.
sometimes.
It just kind of goes into another direction. And we did have a guest that was supposed to be on today, but she actually, I'm not going to say who her name is because she's going to be on in a couple weeks.
Conflicts,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
It happens.
Oh, definitely.
Oh my gosh, especially when they're on a different time zone than I'm on, and me or that me and Sage are on. Yeah, it completely, totally happens. So we next week we will be having a yummy coming on.
Well, you know, I've always got your back, and if you need that man on the street opinion, I'm here
back
for you.
He's got our back, Sage. He's got our back.
I bet he does.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. And, oh, my darling.
There are several fellows I don't think could handle that if they were, like, literally within a few feet of you. That the shock alone of just being in the presence might kill them, and that would be it. Like, I can't handle it. Overstimulation. I'm dead.
I did experience that today on cam. That did happen very quickly.
Well,
stimulation.
I've seen both of you girls, so I kind of understand how someone might be slightly overstimulated, just a tiny bit. Sometimes. both of you are quite the view to take in.
Aw, Johnny boy, you're fabulous, darling.
Johnny.
And
you got a damn funny, that's what a bejesus. You got a damn funny.
I don't know how I would respond in your shoes with finding out somebody was ripping me off, though, with my financial situation. I'm kind of ultra-combative, and I'm like Joe Pesci in the Casino movies, that if you get me on a bad day, it's not going to be good.
Right?
And
yeah.
So if you try to take my money, I'm going to come and find you. It's like, oh, look, I have your IP address.
I'm going to cut your goddamn cock off, and then I'm going to shove it in the ass and cut your balls off and shove them down your goddamn throat. Oh, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Did I say that out loud?
Exactly.
Did I say that out loud?
Or I'm going to grind you down into dust, put you in an urn, and shoot you into outer space.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay. Huh.
I'm a whole lot better with the anger and rage issues than I used to be.
Oh.
I used to have
cutting off the goddamn cock and shoving the balls down somebody's throat myself. Like,
yeah.
Well, I'm sure I could get that descriptive. It would sound like something right out of a Martin Scorsese film if I really got fired up enough.
That
you really have
is
to get John pretty well wound up to see the anger side. And I've only tweeted a few things in anger every now and then.
Yeah, I don't tweet any anger. Everybody knows, and actually Sage, she doesn't either. It's like, we never tweet any anger at all on our social media. Like, we don't do any anger. Like, if there's something that pisses me off, yeah. It's like, I don't leave it to social media. If there's something that pisses me off, which I'm going to say right now, okay, this is off the webcam talk, but when it comes to everything that's been happening in our country with this cop killing, I am so completely appalled by humans right now. Who does that kind of stuff? Like, our cops, and everybody in law enforcement, seriously, they are our protectors. Like, us webcam models are protectors of cocks and vaginas. The flipping, oh my gosh, all of our...
And people that are doing that in the name of a certain cause... You know what you're doing to your cause? You have just set your cause back about 50 feet behind what it was initially intended to be. And now you're creating more division by acting out.
Yeah, I don't want to turn this show into anything.
That was my last bit.
Yeah, no, I just want to say that I give my heartfelt freaking soul feelings out there to the families of every law enforcement that has been injured and killed in the last, like, few weeks, because I find it very disrespectful and like absolutely disgusting to me that humans have to act so stupid. Like, when you just go up and kill somebody for no reason, I find it very disrupting to the human race. Like, I just don't understand it. So, I just had to say that. Okay, now back to webcamming.
on that subject, I'm curious, Sage, with your current condition, have you been allowed to indulge part of cravings during some of your cam stuff?
Like what kind? Not really. Like food cravings.
Like, if you wanted to. If you wanted to, I'd come in there and go, hey, you want to eat a big giant bag of jelly beans?
Oh, my God, I told you. I mean, I do keep, I really love gummy lifesavers, and I do keep them on my desk. They're actively sitting next to my dildos right now. And so I do
snap
on them.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah, they're actively
sitting. Well, I don't know what to do stage for Christmas.
Yes, oh, my God, love them.
Oh, wait, my craving when I was preggo, and of course this was 25 years ago, but oh my gosh, that makes me sound so damn old. But mine was banana Slurpees from 7-Eleven. That was my craving.
Ooh. You know what? The other day
and
I
top
had a
ramen.
Really, I really had a craving for an orangesicle, which I'm not like a huge fan of orange anything.
Yeah.
But I really wanted one, and the baby daddy went to quite a few stores until he could come to the house with one.
Like creamsicle or an orangesicle?
Yeah, the creamsicle.
Like
the
greensicle.
Orange ice cream, or it's like the orange whatever on the outside and then the vanilla on the inside.
Yeah, the creamsicle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my favorite, and I'm not even Prego. And they actually have those in sugar-free because I'm doing the low-carb diet, and those sugar-free ones are actually yummy. Just saying.
You couldn't hang out here tonight, Sammy. Your sugar-free thing would be blown because I have pizza and cinnamon sticks.
Oh my gosh, you suck donkey balls, but it sounds really good. No, I'm trying to be really, really good. Okay, tonight I'm going to do a healthy, unhealthy dinner. I'm actually going to do coconut prawns. But it's not really unhealthy, but it's unhealthy. You know what I mean? It's like they're not breaded. They're just breaded with a little coconut. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, wouldn't say that's that bad.
No, it's not horrible.
It's going to be yummy and a little unhealthy at the same time. So, Johnny, baby, we have somebody else that's waiting on the line to talk to us, girls. Jolene.
Hey, you girls have a great evening.
You too. You too, Johnny.
And
have
I shall
talk
to you later.
Night. Okay,
ciao.
Thanks, honey, bunny.
Bye.
Ciao, darling. Oh, my gosh. Okay, 561. Is this our sweet tea?
Yes, it is. How are you both doing tonight?
We are doing fabulous.
Great. Loving you, ladies, as always.
Good. So, what do you think about the show tonight? Any, like, things that you find were a little, you know, out of the ordinary when it comes to webcam talk, or anything you would like to add to let us girls know, like all the video recording from silly sex monsters out there and whatnot?
Yeah, about the recording thing, I mean, if one person does it, then the other person does it. And you can try and get them both and be, like, doing banyos, you know? You can ban both of them.
Yeah, it's just a matter of us being able to catch them.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can, and sometimes we can't.
Another thing is they can, you know, these girls that do, like, gold shows, they can just do, like, video clips, you know, if they get so many people in their shows. That's a better way to do the to get them to do videos rather than to people to pirate them, you know?
Right.
That's why a lot of girls will make them, like, in whatnot, but some guys, I don't know. I don't know what really they're gaining from posting it, because they're not making any profit. So to me, it's like a waste of their own time. Time is money. You're wasting your time by recording it and not getting anything for it.
Exactly. Serious.
And also, some people some porn stars also have, like, they have their own website, but then they're also on StreamMate, you know, and they do, like, special deals or something sometimes if they join their website through the StreamMate, I think, don't they? Haven't you noticed that?
Uh-huh.
Yes. They do, and which I'm proud to announce that my website will be launched here, like, in the next week and a half to 2 weeks. I'm so excited. I'm actually shooting the content for my website here very, very soon. So here's one of the things, and this is what happens, is you can shoot content, put it on your website, and it's copyrighted. Like, you can't take that content off of, like, if you go to Brazzers and you try to record that content and you go out and you want to post it on social media, you are shot down quicker than you just took a crap, literally, because of the fact that it's copyrighted. And one of the things when it comes to streaming, I wish that all of us, as live models, could be copyrighted, like, when we're on the site itself, because then we couldn't be recorded. Like, and if we were, then everything would be taken down so damn quick that nobody would know what happened before it even got taken down. So it's, I mean, it's in the, you know, it's like, it's one of those things where streaming is doing so many different things. And Sage, you know, because we just experienced the whole, you know, change of the age of our, right now. And we, streaming, or not we, but streaming itself, it's like they have so many amazing things happening for all of the cam models. And it is going to be a phenomenal, it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomena that's coming up for everybody. And I really perceive in the future that StreamMate's going to be the one and only freaking cam site that's going to put a stop to recording girls or any models, cam models all over the board. Like, I really truly feel that they're going to be the first cam site to put a stop to that and save the cam models. Save the cam models. Save the cam models. Okay, that's what we're going to do. That's our new hashtag, save the cam models.
You know, I was thinking, maybe that, you know, remember how the NFL, you would used to have that, you know, is the taping of the games, you know, is prohibited, you know, unless a written consent of law or something like that? You should probably do something similar like that with the cam models.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking our new hashtag should be Cam Models Lives Matter.
Yes. Darlene, we need to tag this that guy.
Cam Models Lives Matter. Seriously, Cam Models Lives Matter. Quit recording. Because you're killing us. Oh, my Atlanta. Oh, this is funny shit right here. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay,
Cam Models
I love this
Lives
show.
Matter. Oh, I was going to say Cam Models Lives Matter. And watch our juices splatter.
Can
models' lives matter? And oh my gosh, no, I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say a little nastiness, but I'm going to leave that out for right now.
I got a question for Sage. Sage, have you thought about you and your models doing like a calendar for the year?
You know what? I have had a lot of guys ask that, and it is something that I've definitely thought about doing. It's just a matter of me putting the plan together, you know? We do
right.
a lot of photo shoots here, so we have enough content already that we could definitely do something like that. And maybe it's something that we'll put out, like, because we're working on beefing up our website. Like, we might, maybe that's something we put up on our website, just in general, just to have that's out there.
Okay. Ooh. You know, it'd be fun if I flew out for one of the months.
Yes, it would.
We'll do like a Sammy and Sage month.
Yeah.
Oh, my Atlanta. That's like a really, okay, we'll talk about that later. I just had a thought.
Yeah, you can be in Sam Timber.
Sam Timber. No, it'd be like a Sage Sam Timber. Because it would be her account is be like a Sage Sam Timber.
Hey, as big as your boobies are now, I don't know if they could get us both in there.
Oh, my Atlanta, you're so silly.
So
we would be so cute together, like in a winter, like a winter theme, since neither one of us get winter in our states. Like, that would be so cute. Yeah, do like a Sem Denver.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone will want to flip to the next month, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I had an idea about that. You can have a model filled with dildos and you on the next month, and you can call it Cocktober.
Oh, my gosh. You're just, like, totally, like, full of it. Oh, my Lanta. Oh, my gosh. Okay, sweet pea honey, we are coming up on the end of our show. You're
okay, well,
fabulous,
I love you,
baby nice. Doll.
Thank you, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you on cam very soon.
Yes, you will see us on cam very soon. You are fabulous. Kisses to
you,
baby doll. Have a
kisses
fabulous evening, honey. Oh, thank you.
Take care.
Love you. Love you, darling. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love when our guys call in because it really just, I just think it's fun. Like, when the guys call in, even girls, like, I wish we would have some girls call in. Like, girls out there, cam models, are you flipping kidding me? Are you, like, too scared to talk to us? Are you afraid that I'm going to call you out on certain things? Are you afraid that Sage is going to put you in your place? I mean, what the truck? Are you kidding me? Not really.
Hey,
we're the nicest girls in the freaking cam world. Seriously, we will not be mean to any of you girls. So if you have the balls or cojones, just call us. Literally. So next week when we come on and I have a yummy guest, or we have a yummy guest, I mean, like, just call us, okay? As we would love to talk to you. Just do it. Just do it, God damn it, because Nike says just do it.
Do it.
Just goddamn do it. You goddamn Judy. Oh, my Lanta. So I'm thinking, Sage, I might actually do my first gold show tonight that I haven't done. Yeah, I haven't done one in like, I think it's been like 8 or 9 months. I don't know how long it's been. I don't know. I know. I'm a little on the fence on that. What do you think?
Well, you know what? I used to run a lot of gold shows, and I don't run them, but every once in a while now, and I am proud to say that this entire year I have not canceled a single show. regardless of the amount of money that has come in. And I think the guys really appreciate that, and they appreciate being able to do the privates and exclusives and then the random gold show here and there. So I would say go for it. Do the show no matter what, whether you make the money or not. Your goal, just go for it. Maybe offer a perk if you hit the whole goal, like squirting, you know. But other than that, I would say just go for it. Your guys will appreciate it. You'll probably do well because you haven't done one in so long. And then go back to your privates and exclusives. If anything, it'll get guys that went into that show to want to buy a private from you.
Yeah. I'll think long and hard, Mama Sage. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you are absolutely amazing. And we need to do another show where we're talking about gold shows, because I know there's been a lot going on, and we're getting back into the busy season, which all of us have tremendously seen that webcamming is coming back up and into full force, and it's going to happen really big and hard. I said hard. I was thinking about goddamn cock again. I swear to the Jesus. I've always got the goddamn cock on my mind. I swear. But we're going to have to get back into this topic of gold shows, because there's a lot going on in the gold show world when it comes to streammates. So, Miss Sage Montana, give me all your shout-outs, baby doll, because we've had a fabulous another episode. And I want everybody out there listening to know who you are, where to find you, and, of course, find your vagina.
All right, guys. You can definitely come and watch me on cam at sagemontana.cammodels.com. And I'll probably be on around 5:30, 6 o'clock tonight for at least an hour or two. You can follow me on my Twitter at sagemontana1 or on my Instagram at sageinvegas. And I have quite a few hotties on tonight, but I do want to give a special shout-out to one of my girls named Lola Star XO. She is a curvy, big booty, shy girl. She is awesome. She's game for anything. Check her out. She's still fairly new, but she does very well. She's accommodating, so check her out.
I love that. And just so you guys know, Sage is on Pacific Standard Time. So from 4 to 5:30 p.m. if she's on, it's Pacific Standard Time. So all you Easterners or Eastern Time watchers, make sure you check her out at her time, because otherwise, you already missed her, because you guys are
I've already been there and done that.
Been there, done that, bitches. Oh, my gosh. And to Dawn and Sweepy, thank you so very much for calling in. You guys are absolutely fan-fucking-tabulous. We love both of you so very much. We love your comments. We love your conversation. And you guys can all follow me on Twitter at SammyBricks69 and on Instagram Sammy_Bricks69, and then follow my webcam show, which I'll be on here in about 5 minutes, Sammy_Bricks.cammodels.com, and make sure you see Sage at sagemontana.cammodels.com. As for that, you naughty goddamn sex monsters, we will be masturbating to you very goddamn soon. We love you. You're all goddamn fabulous. And thank you for a very, very good, yummy, stroking good time. Next week, we will be right back here live on Dollhouse Radio from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. If you missed the show, don't worry. I'll be tweeting it out again. You will be able to go back and look at the show and watch it and listen to it anytime. Okay? So on that note, we're out. Miss Sage, I love you. You're fabulous.
Love you too.
Okay, we're out. We are out, darlings. Everybody have a fabulous Thursday. Grab your cocks and your tails, and let's go have a good stroking time.